Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Mouse Ears Podcast, This or That Halloween Special. I'm actually excited. We haven't done this yet, so... So thank you for tuning in. I know it's Halloween today. I hope everyone is ready to eat some delicious candy or give out some delicious candy. I will be of the variety giving out candy with my Oogie Boogie shirt. Yes, yes, yes. But anyways, I digress. We're doing a this or that episode, short little tidbit thingy. And I'm excited. I think this could be really fun. So you guys let us know. Do you want to see more of this or not?
Yes.
So... Yes. Yes. All right. So, the people have spoken. Please. You know, can we have this as like a poll or something somewhere? Anyways. All right. So, it's going to kind of be like a rapid fire. So, you guys shout out your answers. I'm also shouting out mine, and we'll see what wins, I guess. All right. Number one, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party or Halloween on the High Seas?
Halloween on the High Seas.
Not So Scary. 100%.
Brooks?
Considering I've never been on a cruise, Mickey's Not So Scary.
I'm going to do Not So Scary. All right. That one wins. Round one. Easy. Round two. Nightmare Before Christmas or Hocus Pocus?
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Oh, y'all put a spell on me. Hocus Pocus. I have the Funkos of the... Oh, the Sanderson sisters. Hold on.
Now you're mine. Where is he going?
Oh, what is he doing? I'm nervous.
I can now. Just hear the music now. I put a spell on you, and now you're gone. So long. Sorry.
Love it. All right. I think I am going to go with Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah, I'll be that person. Whatever. But Hocus Pocus wins. All right, number three. The Headless Horseman or Oogie Boogie?
Headless Horseman.
Oogie Boogie for tough. Me. And honestly, I was inspired by the Boo to You parade with this one.
I'd have to go Headless Horseman.
I mean, considering there's no Death Eaters, Headless Horseman.
Oh, Headless Horseman just won. I was not expecting that at all. Okay. All right. Number four, Walt Disney World's Haunted Mansion or Disneyland's Haunted Mansion. Before you say you haven't been, I'm sure you guys have seen pictures and videos. So don't come at me with this one. All right. Disneyland. I'm going Disneyland Haunted Mansion.
Disneyland. I love Disney Worlds, but the history behind Disneyland.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Disneyland.
I'll be the odd man out. I'll go Disney World.
I never thought I would ever say Disneyland until I actually experienced it.
I bet it was
awesome.
Because
of the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay, it is chef's kiss, honestly. If you're curious about the pre-show, feel free to go to my FTJ by Stephanie PG Instagram, and I have a little clip. It's so good. Anyways, all right.
I have a hot take real quick. I'm not a fan of A Nightmare Before Christmas.
I'm not either.
Tim Burton is not for everyone.
I don't like Tim Burton. I mean, it's not that I don't like Tim Burton. I just not a fan of Nightmare Before Christmas.
You're sure making it sound like you don't like him.
I love Batman and Batman Returns.
So my favorite Halloween movie is actually the original Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
So that one, that's awesome. What I'll watch. I'll watch that over Nightmare Before Christmas or Hocus Pocus. But I don't know. Nightmare Before Christmas has warmed up for me. You won't really ever see me like have decorations around the house and stuff for them. But I don't know. I do like it. I can't say that I don't. But anyways, I digress again. Number five. Oh, so Walt Disney World lost. Disneyland is the victorious Haunted Mansion. Number five, Madame Leota or Hitchhiking Ghosts? This one's tough for me. I'll be honest.
Madame Leota.
Yeah, Madame
Hitchhiking Leota. Ghost.
Hitchhiking Ghosts.
Ooh, it's a tie.
We got our first tie.
And the
tie.
Men stick together.
I just love the Hitchhiking Ghosts. I love decorations cool. with Hitchhiking Ghosts.
What's funny is the men went with the woman option and the women went with the men option.
So when I thought about this, I'm like, you know what? Madame Leota is like there's a lot of benefits to her. There are none to Hitchhiking Ghosts.
So I want to, okay. So for you two, Steph and Jenny, which Hitchhiking Ghost out of the three? Now you have to pick one. Mm-hmm.
I Slender don't know Man, them by their
Danny
name.
Danny DeVito or?
I don't know them by their name.
Danny DeVito?
Well, you have Slender Man, Danny DeVito, and the old one.
I never thought of it that way.
I didn't until 15 seconds ago.
I cannot wait to go to the next Halloween party so I could just point it out to Casey, there's Danny DeVito right there.
That's got to be a shirt, or that's got Sticky Mike, that has to be a sticker. Which Hitchhiking Ghost is your best, Slender Man or Danny DeVito?
Or the old man over there.
Oh, God. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Which twin do you like better? Arnold Schwarzenegger or Danny DeVito?
Next. Hurry.
Okay, all right. I guess
I'll. We need like the womp womp sound. La, la, la.
That was really good. That was good. That was brilliant. All right. Number six. Maleficent or Evil Queen?
Maleficent.
I am Maleficent.
I'm going to go with Evil Queen. She's the fairest of them all.
She is.
But she ain't no dragon.
No.
Maleficent has wings.
She can turn into stuff.
An old lady.
I'm going to go with Maleficent. Although interactions Apple? With the Evil Queen are like... amazing, but I'm gonna
you
go
might get
Maleficent.
Disowned by Elise for these yeah. answers. That's okay. But
she
except for
need
you,
to know.
Turn
it off, Elise. I see you. I see you.
Turn it off, Elise.
No,
all
keep
right,
it
Maleficent
on. Remember
is
this.
Victorious.
All remember right,
this, number
Elise.
Seven. All right, Mickey pumpkin wreath or Halloween popcorn buckets.
Popcorn buckets.
Popcorn buckets.
Popcorn
pumpkin
buckets.
Wreath. Pumpkin
you can
wreath.
Take those home.
Yeah. Yeah. And they change
and
every year.
And refill them for $2.25. Food.
Food.
And put them up on your, for decoration.
I have a light up Winnie Sanderson sister. Well, sorry. A Minnie Mouse dressed as Winnie Sanderson that lights up popcorn bucket at home. Can't beat that
nice.
One.
Nice.
That
so
one is epic.
I just want to make a note that if you do use your popcorn buckets as decor, to make sure to take the popcorn out before you put them up for you. We did that a few years back and the popcorn was stale when we took it off the shelf in our closet.
Look.
Yeah.
No, no, no. I order my popcorn on the side. My popcorn bucket goes into the backpack or in the bag. No popcorn ever touches mine.
Just put
it
in
decorative.
Steve, it'll be okay.
So one thing that was cool, whenever I got the Figment bucket and also the latest one where it has the building with Epcot with Figment flying in it, mm-hmm. they had the popcorn in a special bag. So you can literally just take the popcorn out because it was also the colorful sweet.
The
popcorn.
Caramel. All right, we're at 9.5 minutes. You wanted to stop at 15, so we're doing.
We
right.
have three
here.
Questions left.
Number eight, hero or villain Halloween costume?
Villain,
Villain.
Hello.
I mean, I quoting Scar all this weekend because Ellie was watching The Lion King in the car when we were going to Augusta. So yeah. I was like just quoting Scar all weekend.
I like him as a villain too. All right. Number 9, trick or treating or handing out candy?
Handing out candy
for me.
As an adult or a child?
You do you, boo boo. Be whatever age you want to be.
Only going to say trick or treating because we're taking Ellie trick or treating for the first time this year, and I'm excited to go do that. Her as Nemo, and I'm P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Make sure you send us pictures.
Oh, there will be. Kelsey's Darla.
Oh my gosh.
And we're thinking of making her wagon the baggies. It was like, fishy!
That's amazing. Oh, that is brilliant.
I can't wait. I hope to see pictures.
Yes. Oh, you will.
Yes.
There'll be 500.
Yes. All right. Last question. Think hard. Think long. Halloween or Christmas?
Christmas.
I'm going to have to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Christmas.
I love Halloween.
Not because I don't love Halloween.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't really care for Halloween. I'll be the odd man out.
Oh, no. I love Halloween. But Christmas, still top tier. But
love Christmas.
All right, guys.
I mean, I have two Christmas sweaters in my closet. So
ugly Christmas sweaters?
No, both Mickey Christmas sweaters.
So, yeah, they would work for an ugly Christmas sweater party.
Shots fired.
No, you probably win first place.
Oh, no, they're very tasteful. I want to get a Darth Vader Christmas sweater.
I have seen that one.
That says, I find your lack of Christmas spirit troublesome.
Ooh.
I like the Darth Vader one.
Mm-hmm.
Very dark and eerie.
Love that.
Very dark, very demure.
Very demure. Let him cook, ladies. Let him cook.
Let me cook.
Did you say very Let's dark grow. Or very Darth?
Whichever you want me to say. Okay, rewind. Very Darth. Very demure.
Demure.
I love that phrase. I don't know why, but it just sounds so... I don't know. Anyways. Demure. All right. Yeah.
That's very Gen Z of you.
Mm-hmm. I'm a millennial.
Are you sure?
I'm the very, very last millennial. Gosh.
She's the last. Kelton,
don't be Ohio. Come on.
I apparently know what that means.
Apparently that's a Gen Z word, is Ohio. And it's not good.
Please make None it end. Make it end.
Meant. Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
All right. This has become the train wreck that we tried to avoid. Guys, audience members, people of the Mouse Ears podcast universe, thank you for joining us.
What do we call them?
Brain drinkers.
Alcoholics. Okay.
That's Mike at the back.
DBs, designated buddies.
All right. Now, I won't interrupt you again, Steph. Go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you for, if you're still listening to us, thank you. Thank you very much.
If you're watching,
would you like
I'm sorry.
To see, oh my, I will never finish. This is Thank you for muting yourself, Kelton. All right. Whew. Hopefully you enjoyed this special Halloween short of this or that of the Masters podcast. Honestly, what more can I say other than happy Halloween, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Happy Halloween. Be safe.
Happy Halloween.